Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, but we are on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We just ended with a discussion about Daisa, which is this porridge type thing in Chavetz Kedera, which is also this porridge type thing that's mixed with honey. And there's machlokas whether bracha is shahakol, because the honey is the ikar, or if it's borei minei mizonos. We ended up saying that it makes more sense to say borei minei mizonos, because Rav and Shmuel both say that kol sheish bo mecheshish mechaymi chamesh saminim mevarchim la borei minei mizonos, because anything which has any of the five grains in them gets the bracha of borei minei mizonos. Today we are going to analyze this principle, which is so crucial to, again, our shaila of licorice and schnitzel and the brachas that you make on those foods, anything that has any of the chamesh saminim of the five species of grain, and we're going to talk about rice and things like that as well. So it says the Gemara Gufa. We just learned Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarei Kol Sheish Bo Mechamesh Zaminim. Anything that has of the Chamesh Zaminim, Varach Mele Borei Minei Mizonos, gets a Borei Minei Mizonos. Fit Mar Namin, we also said, Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarei Kol Shehu Mechamesh Zaminim. So not Kol Sheish Bo, now a different language of Kol Shehu. Any food that is of these five species of grain, Varach Mele Borei Minei Mizonos. So what's the difference? Why do we need both of these? It says the Gemara Tzricham, we need both of these languages, the Iyashmin and Kol Shehu, because if it just said Kol Shehu Mechamesh Zaminim, anything that is of the five species of grain, Hava Amina, you might have thought Mishum Deisei Ba'ene. You might have thought that the only reason the Mizonos is said is because the grain is in its pure form. It's the way that it is right now is in its pure form. But if the grain was part of a mixture, then you would not say Mizonos in that situation. That's why we have to teach this language of Kol Sheyeshbo, anything that contains some of the five species of grain, that's how we know that it's going to have Borei Minei Mizonos. Now, and if we just had Kol Sheyeshbo, anything that contains one of the five species of grain, Havamina, you might have thought Kol Sheyeshbo Mechamesh Saminim in, that only something which is of the five species of grain would that have a Mizonos on it, even if grain is the minority element of whatever it is. Aval Oriz V'Dochan Lo, but you might think that rice or Dochan, we're just going to go with those interpretations for now. We're going to call Oriz V'Dochan rice for right now, even though there's a bit of a machlokas what exactly it is. But let's assume that it's rice. But rice, we are going to say, is not going to get a Borei Minei Mizonos, Mishum Da Alidei Taroves, because, meaning the reason why rice would not get this Borei Minei Mizonos is because it's Alidei Taroves, is because it's part of a mixture. Aval Isei Ba'ene, but if you just had rice by itself, Neima Afilu Oriz V'Dochanami, you might have thought that even rice-type things would also, Mivarchan Ola Borei Minei Mizonos, would also get a Borei Minei Mizonos, Kamash Malan. Therefore, we have Rav and Shmuel who teach us, Kol Shehu Mechamish Zaminim, who de mevarchin ala borei minei mizonos lafu georz v'dochan da afilu isei ba'enei lo mevarchin ala borei minei mizonos. So that's why we have this thing of kol shehu, anything that is of the five species of grain, and that's it. That's where you get a borei minei mizonos coming to exclude rice and the such, where even if it is in its whole form and you're just eating that by itself as not part of a mixture, still it's not going to have a borei minei mizonos. We're going to have to see how the halacha developed, because we know what we do on rice is we make a borei minei mizonos and a Borei Nefashos. So we're going to have to see how that kind of develops. We're going to see that over the next Amud Plus in our Gemara. So now I ask the Gemara, Orez V'dochan Lom Barachin Borei Minei Mizonos. Is it really true that on rice we don't mention Borei Minei Mizonos? V'atanya. But it was taught in the Braisa. If you live on a pas or a pas dochan, if you have rice bread or dochan bread, something like that, V'varachan Olav, Tchila V'sof K'maise Kedera. So you make a bracha before and after, just like Maise Kedera, which is this porridge, which is made from one of the Chameshas Minei Dagan. We got Maisek Dera Tanya, and it's taught regarding this Maisek Dera, this porridge. And it's taught that the bracha that you make over there is Mizonos, followed by an Al HaMichya. So we're saying that rice, Oriz V'Dochan, is exactly like this Maisek Dera, and Maisek Dera gets Borei Minei Mizonos. So that should mean that this also gets a Borei Minei Mizonos. So how do we answer that question? So answers the Gemara, K'maisek Dera V'lo K'maisek Dera. It's somewhat like the porridge thing, but not entirely like the porridge thing. So, kid ma'isik there to mark on the love to chiyuvah. So, it's like the porridge that it gets a bracha before and after. So many ask, what does that mean? What's the chiddush to tell me that it gets a bracha at all? Of course, it's going to get a bracha. Everything has to get a bracha. We already learned on laf lamed hey, I'm an aleph. It's usher to get any hana from this world without a bracha. So many different answers. Maybe it's just talking about the bread element, whatever it is. So let's just take the gemara face value here. K'maisik there to mark on the love to chiyuvah. So it's like ma'isik there. It's like this porridge that it gets a bracha before and after, which is different than the bracha which is made of hamotzi, different than the bracha you make on bread. The lo k'maisa kedera, yet it's unlike maisa kedera, unlike this parashah deal with maisa kedera, but chil borei minei mizonos v'sof bracha achas mein shalosh v'yil l'chacha chil mevarach shakol niyem v'ro v'sof borei nefashos rabos v'chasrona kol ma'aseh bara. So the difference is that when it has maisa kedera, when we're talking about this parashah type thing with weed, so there it gets a borei minei mizonos v'na'al mechya, but when talking about orz v'doch and rice type things, then it's Shahakol and Borei Nefashos. So now the Gemara continues its questioning. Orez Lav Maisei Kederu, are you not going to consider rice like this Maisei Kederu, which gets a Mizonos? But there's a Braisa which explicitly teaches the other way. V'hatani, but we have in a Braisa, Elohim Maisei Kederu, these are Maisei Kederu Chilka, Taragis, Soles, Zariz, V'arsan, V'orez. There are many different things which are considered Maisei Kederu, and one of these things is explicitly Orez. So you don't tell me that Orez is not exactly like a Maisei Kederu, not like this porridge. The Braisa tells us it explicitly is. So how are we going to answer this question? So answers the Gemara, Hamani. So who is this author of this Braisa, which seems to clearly equate rice to Maisei Kederu, which means that it should have a Borei Minei Mizonos and an Alam Mechia. So who's the author of this Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It seems to be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Tanya. Because it is taught in a Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Orez Min Dagan, who that Orez, rice, is like a species of the five grains. V'chayav en achi mutzo karis, and along with being one of the five grains, comes other chiyuvim, and other halachic ramifications. That if it becomes chametz on Pesach, meaning if it's left in the oven long enough, it could become chametz on Pesach. V'adam yotzei bo yudei chavaso b'pesach. And you can also fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with that, right? Because only things which can become chametz can have a mitzvah of matzah. V'al rabbanan lo. But the rabbanan, who did not make this maisei kederu, this grain and rice comparison, so they would not have this as one of the five species. So that's why that braisa is clearly assuming like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but we don't hold like that. We hold to the rabbanan. Now I ask the Gemara, Rabbanan lo, is it really true that the Rabbanan don't hold of this, and the Rabbanan don't make this comparison to Orez and Maisei Kederu, meaning that it would have a Borei Minei Mizonos? V'atani, but it was taught in the Braisa, Hakosis is Achita, one who chews and swallows raw weed, Mevarech alav Borei Pri Ha'adama. You make a Borei Pri Ha'adama, T'chanafa u'bishla. So let's say you ground it into flour, you baked it into bread, and then you cooked it. So Bizman Shaprusos Kayamos, when the pieces of bread are intact, meaning it's still considered bread. So when you have real pieces of bread, make hamotzi and then bench. But if the pieces of bread are no longer intact, meaning they got cooked, they're dissolved, whatever it may be, so first make a mizonos. Then make an ahamichet. Now, akos is the orez, one who chews and swallows orez. This is referring to rice. So we just had what the din would be if you have kosis achita when it comes to wheat. Now we're talking about rice. V'varach alav borei pri adama. So you make a borei pri adama. Now what happens? Tachano v'afo bishlo. So let's say you ground it into flour, baked it into rice bread, and cooked it in a pot. Afal pisha prusos kayamos. Even though the pieces of the oraz bread are still intact, meaning it's still considered breadish. So batli v'varach alav borei minei mizonos. So v'sof alav. So in that situation, whereas by the wheat you would bench and have hamotzi, here you just have a borei minei mizonos and an al hamichya. So Mani, who is the author of this braisa? If you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says that the rice gets a mizonos, it can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that rice is literally like wheat, then you should have to make hamotzi and bench. So it can't be him. Elav Rabbanan here, rather, it seems to be the Rabbanan who clearly say that in this situation of having this rice bread, you're going to make a borei minei mizonos and an ala mechia. It seems to be the Rabbanan, tiyofta de Rabu Shmuel tiyofta. And it seems to go clearly against Rav and Shmuel, because again, Rav and Shmuel were the people who said only kol sheyesh bo and kol shumei chamesh zaminim, only the things of the five grain get borei minei mizonos. But we just proved that rice would get a borei minei mizonos as well. Now the Gemara goes to analyze the braisa we just mentioned. Amar Mar, we said previously, Akos Zachita, one who chews and swallows raw wheat, Mivarach Lev, Borei Pri Ha'adama. You make a Borei Pri Ha'adama, V'hatani, but ask the Gemara, but the braisa says, Borei Minei Zeraim, that you make a different bracha, Borei Minei Zeraim. Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, HaRabbi Yehuda, V'HaRabbanan. One is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and one is going like the sheet of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you have this special bracha, Borei Minei Zeraim, because just like in our Mishnah, Ditnan, V'al Yerakos, Omer, Borei Pri Ha'adama, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Borei Minei Deshaim, Rabbi Yehuda clearly had the sheet that you make very specific brachos. That's why in the Pri Ha'adama, on the vegetables, you would make a Borei Minei Deshaim. So he would also have this bracha, Borei Minei Zeraim. The Rabbanan, they held no, we make the general brachos, so they would just hold that it has a Borei Pri Ha'adama. So tomorrow we're going to continue with this braisa that we mentioned a little earlier about the rice and proving that it has mizonos, and we're going to talk about the bracha achrona element of it as well. This is Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.